This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast.
2 days, 15 hours, and the best part of 30 minutes to go until the impossible becomes that much more possible with the countdown to the launch. The first Arabic countdown as well, we are told. We're going to have lots of coverage of this one in the coming days. And of course, keep it locked here on Dubai Eye 103.8 for all the latest on the Hope Probe and the mission to Mars. But just what impact is it going to have on space research here in the region and further afield? Well, news coming out in the last few days that New York University Abu Dhabi's Center for Space Science is going to be utilizing its expertise and its research capabilities to carry out some unique scientific research based on the observations, the findings, and the data collected by the Hope Probe mission. To tell us more, we're joined on the line by Dimit Atri, the research scientist from NYU Abu Dhabi's Center for Space Science. Dimit, thanks for being with us.
Hey, great to be here.
Now, tell me about what you guys are going to be doing with the data that you collect, and how often will you be receiving that data?
Right. So the mission, as you know, will be launched in 2 days, and it will take about 200 days to reach the Martian orbit. And it will take about a month or so for the orbit to stabilize and for calibrations and other things. So by April or May, we will start receiving scientific data. And once we start receiving the data, based on those observations, we have a number of studies planned. For example, we want to understand how Mars lost majority of its atmosphere. As you know, now there is a consensus in the scientific community that Mars had a thick atmosphere in the past. It had liquid water on the surface. And there is a possibility that there might be life on Mars several billion years ago. So we want to understand how Mars became more from an Earth-like planet to an arid, cold, deserty-like place that we know it today. We also want to understand how solar activity impacts Mars. So, for example, solar radiation, if the energy and intensity of the radiation is high, it erodes a part of its atmosphere. So we want to understand that physics very well.
In terms of the data, and obviously you're well versed in what to do with that data, how significant could this data be once it is collected and sent back to us? Is it unique? Is it unprecedented?
Yeah. So one unique thing about this mission is that it is going to produce a 3D distribution of gases in the Martian atmosphere, and which has never been done before. And so we'll be able to look at the planet as a whole rather than in patches. And so by combining data from HOPE mission plus other missions, so for example, NASA has the MAVEN mission currently in orbit around Mars, so we will combine that data. In addition to that, on the surface, we already have the NASA's Curiosity rover. And so in case of a solar event, we can track the radiation right from top of the atmosphere observed by HOPE, by MAVEN, all the way down to the surface through the NASA's Curiosity rover.
Dimit, how sum up for us and for our listeners out there listening in at the moment? I think a lot of people will have an idea of just how significant this is for the UAE. But try and put that into context for us. From a space exploration point of view, how big a deal is Hope Probe for the UAE space program?
Oh, this is a giant leap for the UAE. Definitely. This is the Apollo moment for the UAE. I mean, there is so much excitement. I have about 15 students who work with me. And like for the past several days, this is what they have been talking about. They've been excited about. And I don't know, like other than, you know, pop culture, students spend so much time thinking about science. So this is going to be great.
What does it mean for the UAE's national space strategy. I know that that has been earmarked for, well, all the build up all the way through to 2030. How much of a shot in the arm will this be for the strategy as a whole, and what can we expect next?
Yeah, so, I mean, one of the UAE's main goal is to build a scientific community, a technology-based community here in the UAE. And so we are building local capabilities to analyze this data, to build a planetary science community, to build a space community. And so this is a first very big step in that direction. UAE is also thinking very long term. So, for example, they have the Mars 2117 program, the goal of building a human base on the surface of Mars in 2117. And so the idea is that when you have such big goals, you work in that direction and you start developing your capabilities. So, for example, after we study the Martian atmosphere, the next thing is going to be how does, you know, radiation, how does microgravity in space affect astronauts? And that is going to be the main focus. And as you know, UAE's astronaut program is going to assist with that step.
Final question from me to you, Dimit, is as an astrophysicist, as a person who intrinsically has given so much of their career and their life to the studying of planets and, of course, Mars, what are you most looking forward to personally from your perspective, Dimit, in terms of the pictures, the data, the information that we could potentially get from this mission?
Yeah, so one of my main interests is how solar activity impacts planets. And so, for example, in 1989, there was a huge flare from the sun, and it disrupted Canada's power grid. It was so powerful. In 1859, there was a Carrington flare. It was the biggest flare recorded in human history. And it was so powerful that it shut down all the telegraph communication at that time. That was the latest technology. Even the papers attached to wires from telegraphs, they caught fire. So it was so powerful. So if such an event were to occur now, it is going to disrupt the global telecommunication system. It would knock down all satellites. It will have impact on aircrafts. And it can happen anytime. Like we didn't anticipate COVID happening. So what we want to do is we want to study how those flares interact both with Earth and with Mars to make a complete picture. And that's what I'm most interested in.
Well, we really appreciate your time this morning. Dimit Atri is the research scientist at the NYU Abu Dhabi Centre for Space Science. They have the eyes to the sky like the rest of the country, and further afield later on this week.
You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to dubaieye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.